You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Yo, what's up, Fuzzies? Thanks for tuning in for another week of What's the Fuzz? If it's your first time listening, it's great to meet you. I'm Reiner, and today I'm joined by Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? On October 4th, 2020. Hopefully we'll be learning a thing or two about the negative stigmas that surround being a furry. But hey, before we get into the interview tonight, I just wanted to share some grievances with you guys that I've had with the past week, sir. A prominent figure in the furs of color community made a claim, which turned out to be incorrect about the definition of what BIPOC meant. While I don't want to draw attention to it, since they've since deleted the claim, and the claims made after defending their incorrect definition after learning what the definition was, I think that the effect it had on the Latino and Asian community brings up an important conversation, because while it's easy for furs of color to recognize on one hand, you know, we're all in this together, quote unquote, and to share that mentality on one hand, on the other hand, through no fault of their own, some communities may not feel as valid as others. As a person of color, it can be difficult to have conversations that revolve around having thoughts like, what if I'm just another shade of white? Am I really allowed in the space? I don't want to intrude somewhere I don't belong. If we as a community want to help people heal and move past this, we need to recognize that it takes more than reassurance. For them to be able to understand that, yes, it's valid to feel that way due to the hardships that all people of color go through. Like an open wound, we need to process that pain and understand together, not split the divide deeper. It's not always as easy as a brown person going to a brown space to feel safe. BIPOC is more than just skin. It's heritage and culture, and why your family raised you the way they did, and why you feel like you need to seek out people that look like you. Anyways, as I said tonight, I'm sitting down with Mark. And if you don't know him, he's a gamer and mersuiter. You can catch him over at Mark_LeeAD. Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Mark.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. I love the intro.
Yeah, I don't want to stay mad about it, but it was kind of a big deal. Yeah. I want people to talk about it some more.
Yeah, it was like all over Twitter, like everyone that I follow, like, you know, retweeted and then commented the deleted tweet, mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. And, you know, to be honest, like, I think it's just like another day in on Twitter, because like there's always some new drama popping up.
True. And I would have loved to call it just drama if this person wasn't kind of juxtaposed on top of us as like a person that we have to kind of look at, you know?
Right.
Unfortunate circumstances. So I hear you're a bit of a Disney fan, huh?
Yeah, I am. I've pretty much watched almost every animated Disney film, including, like, you know, the non-animated ones. Me and my family, we just spent our whole lives just going to the Disneyland in Anaheim, you know, pretty much like once or twice every year.
And, oh, wow. Aren't you spoiled?
kinda in a way. Like, we don't really, you know, have much money, but we do scrounge up enough money for all of us to go to Disneyland for a few days.
All right. Well, surprise, surprise, so am I. And I'd like to ask you an icebreaker in the form of a little lightning round to get us loosened up for the other questions I've got in store for you.
All right.
So I'm going to name an iconic Disney character, and you tell me their worst enemy.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Mowgli.
Shere Khan.
Robin Hood.
Prince John and the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Ooh, bonus points for you. Basil.
Basil. Radigan.
There you go. The cats from Aristocats.
Oh, it's Edgar.
Oh my god, you remembered his name. Look at you. Yeah.
And I remember his favorite milk, his special concoction, the creme de la Edgar.
And the last one's Belle.
Belle, that would be Gaston.
Yeah, my man Gaston. Look at you got all of them right. Congrats.
Hey, no one can beat me in a trivia. I've tried them all.
So my listeners and I would like to get to know you a little bit better. So how old are you? What's your ethnicity? What do you do for work? Are you going to school? And where do you live?
Well, currently I live in Fairfield, California, in Solano County. Mm-hmm. And I'm 23 years old. I'm half African American, a quarter Native American, a quarter mm-hmm. Greek. So some white in me in there. And what I do for work is I'm currently a food runner / cook for a brewery. And I've worked there for about 4 months now, and I haven't had a better job than that.
What's your main persona?
My main persona is Mark Lee. It's my two middle names. Because, you know, like, people think of the craziest names for their personas. And for me, I just did both of my middle names, which pretty much sound like a name anyways. And he is a kitsune, which is a Japanese fox demon. And mostly they have, you know, 9 tails, but currently Mark has 6, but I reduced it to 2 just, you know, to save on time and art.
What's your sexuality / gender identity?
My gender identity is male. And my sexuality is bisexual. I'm more mm-hmm. bi-curious than bisexual. Like, I've had male sexual interactions at fursuit parties, but mm-hmm. I mostly go toward women.
Alright. How do you relate to your persona?
Oh, gosh. He's basically everything that I want to be. You know, successful, wears a suit pretty much almost every day. he's also like a bit of... He's also like a bit muscular. Like, for me, I'm just mm-hmm. a little on the husky side. Like, I'm not, you know, the 350-pound fat dude, but I'm not, like, 165-pound muscular guy, but I'm just kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his personality is just that of a classy Victorian personality. Like, that's kind of what he is. Is that he's just a gentleman all around.
Why do you feel the Victorian draws you in? What's the appeal of it for you?
What I miss about that era is that everyone dressed to impress, no matter how poor or how rich you were. Like, even about 100 years ago, during, I think it was like 10 years before the Great Depression, but even during the Great Depression, men and women still dressed up in suits and ties, no matter where they went. And I missed that. And I loved the look of it. And so I decided very early on, I think like right after high school, is that I want to